And now a poem from Stick Figure Dad.
I met this woman online. I thought things were perfect, but they were far from fine. She cheated like a game genie. She played me like a Fender. I was sad and depressed, but she was happy like an alcoholic working as a bartender.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of imaginary friends, it's the most random show on the internet, it's the Buzzkill Live! I know what you're thinking. You're looking down at your iPod and thinking, what day is this? You're looking at your computer going, this can't be right. You're looking at your
Leave us Zoom people out of it, okay?
No one owns a Zoom, all right? No one owned a Zoom. Not even Bill Gates probably owns a Zoom. That guy is probably sitting up in Microsoft Towers right now, playing around on an iPod, going, man, I wish I would have created this.
He probably is.
Damn it, I wish I wouldn't have stole Windows from Steve Jobs. We could have been besties. We could have been BFFFFs.
Oh, my God.
That's best fucking Facebook friends. All right. Well, what now?
Okay, let me just say this to the listeners. I have switched from Zoom over to an iPod, and I'm much happier now.
Welcome to the 20th century. All right, so... All right,
happy? Okay.
Yes, to everyone listening, I know it's the 21st, but... Chris just made it to the 20th. Don't change your 8-track player. Don't change your 45s. Don't change your boombox. Don't even change your Sony Walkman. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Thursday, and welcome to the Buzzkill Live. Emerson Braddock has another week off because Mr. Slate is doing some damage in his rock quarry. So we hope she gets better soon.
Yes.
Yes, that's all you got? Like,
yeah, no, I feel sorry for her. I can understand how that would be painful.
Any guy who passes a kidney stone, they explain to him that passing a kidney stone is like giving birth.
God, I'd hate to be a woman and passing one then. Can you imagine what kind of pain that would be?
Well, it's probably easier than a guy throwing through a little tube.
Okay.
You have to think about it. Like, you're pissing out you are passing a rock through a bendy straw, pretty much.
Oh, God, that's a horrible way to look at it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true.
Ouch.
But welcome to the episode. Joining me on the other end of the tin can and string is the Brandon the Wonder Dog to my Punky Brewster, one Mr. Chris Knight.
Punky Brewster. You know how long it's been since I've seen that television show?
Probably since the last time you saw your penis.
Wow. God, you're hurtful.
Are you going to cry?
That's true.
I was going to say. And the 1980s were such a great time. All right.
Hey. Don't knock the 80s. I miss it. So, you know.
Of course you do. I'm waiting for the day that you bring back the suit jacket and the loafers without the socks. All right. So. So, yeah, I know. Isn't that horrible? But yeah, Punky Brewster, Soleil Moon Frye got absolutely hot, man.
No, really?
Okay, she was on the last couple of seasons of Sabrina the Teenage Witch when it moved from TGIF to the WB. God help that show's soul. And and she became Sabrina's college roommate, and my God, man. My God. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Look up pictures of Soleil Moon Frye.
I will. I have to, because I remember her was she the one who played Punky? Because I remember.
Yeah, she's
Punky
the one who plays
this,
Punky.
I mean, Punky was kind of a short, squat little girl, from what I remember.
Not anymore. She filled out. Punky wow. Brewster has a dimple. Punky Brewster now has dimples in all the right places, if you know what I mean. And I think you do.
I do.
So, how was your week, man? Now looking at pictures of Punky Brewster going into next week.
my week's looking great. I've caught up on several television series on DVD, not one of which to mention, but Big Bang Theory number 7.
Oh, you
season 7.
Have you bought it or have you watched it?
I have bought it, and I have watched it. I've watched the first disc, first 10 episodes, and I'm not as impressed as I was with season 6. But it
okay,
was good.
First of all, season 7 has a better ending. Season okay. 6. Okay, season 7, though. Have you seen the episode? You've seen the episode. We watched it. Where Bernadette's in, like, quarantined, and Howard yes. sings her the song. One of the most touching moments in that show.
It really was. Very emotional and wonderful. In fact, I think I watched that episode twice, as a matter of fact, just because that song was so... It was so amazing, you know, that you kind of, that's the kind of thing you, I mean, isn't that the kind of thing you want? You want somebody there singing to you every once in a while, right? I mean, is that not a romantic gesture by Howard?
Speaking of dating, and yeah. Yes, we'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, I feel like Howard did the right thing. Howard's actually become one of the most romantic characters maybe in television history.
I agree with that.
Other Absolutely. Than Jim Halpert. I think there is probably no one else. Like I'm starting to really feel that way. Like Corey Matthews could be up there too.
Right.
But yeah, no, I love season 7, and I especially love the last 5 episodes of season 7, and there is an episode that will make you cry.
Well, that's kind of what I'm expecting. I've only watched the first 10 episodes, so I'm not even really halfway through. I wouldn't consider myself halfway through the season.
Yeah, you're not through halfway through. And there's some great episodes in 7 that are hilarious, especially the episode where Sheldon's trying to decide between a PS3 and an Xbox, or PS4 and an Xbox One.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for that episode.
And he also makes a reference, by the way, of picking Azun.
Really?
And how wrong he was.
Can't wait to see.
So
that,
Seldon actually. Cooper says he's wrong about Zune. What's that make you feel like?
That I should have picked an iPod in the first place.
Yes, and you could you could have been a normal functioning person of everyday society.
I was a normal functioning person of society with my Zune at my hip.
No, you weren't. Okay, so to continue on, any other shows that you have checked out?
I have checked out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't think that show's lasting more than another season.
I watched it, and I think it's got 2 more seasons before it dies.
I think they need more specials. I think they need more special guests on there. I think they need to make it more. There needs to be more of the Marvel universe on there for me to go, okay, I'm going to keep watching this.
I agree with that. Nick Fury showing up every once in a while, not really. I mean, it's good, but not really.
It's not what you want, though.
No. I mean, you can go out and rent a movie and see Samuel L. Jackson.
You can almost go out and rent any movie and see Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, my right. God, Casper the Friendly Ghost. I'm sick and tired of these motherfucking ghosts in this motherfucking house.
Right. I mean, yeah, right. Exactly. So, I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but what I did like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I won't lie. I enjoyed watching the TV series. The way they brought Phil Coulson back from the dead.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the neatest things. I mean, because, you know, going into that show, and the show takes place right after or right in the middle of Captain America Winter Soldier. You know, that comes down to where, you know, where Hydra takes over and all that good stuff. So really, it follows Captain America Winter Soldier quite well. So if you look at it from the aspect that it's kind of a fill-in for the other team, then yeah, it's not bad.
But it's not how you run a television series, especially with that aspect of things. You've got to make that show bigger than what it is, and the numbers have been going down on it too. So hopefully, I'm hoping that maybe Gotham will pick that up. Gotham and Flash.
Yes.
But I don't, because they both look fantastic. However,
Gotham looks fantastic.
Except Gotham's on Fox, which means it's probably only going to last one season, maybe two if we're lucky, and. The Flash looks fantastic, so...
For some reason, the CW always gets it right.
Superhero shows. Oh, Smallville was also a CW... Well, I guess Smallville was a WB show, but...
Look at Smallville, look at Arrow, look at... I mean, The Flash is going to be a fantastic...
Oh, I think The Flash will be good.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be better than what we got in the 90s.
Oh, God.
Does anybody remember that travesty of a television series?
And speaking of travesties, I think I'm going to go into dating first, and we'll do
Well,
let's talk commercials afterwards.
Okay.
All right, so...
Dating works.
I have decided to enter myself into the world of dating again. So I have decided to jump into the shallow end of the dating pool.
Why? That's the only question I have for you is why? Why?
Because I am a fucking glutton for punishment.
That's true. But that still doesn't mean you have. That still doesn't mean you have to go through with it.
Well, I'm tired of buttering my own bread, if you know what I mean. So I, and I mean
that's
literally.
The chair,
I'm
they'll tell you.
No, I'm just literally tired of buttering my own bread. I would like someone to come over and cook for me. I'm lazy. Okay, so. So dating. Okay, so I went on a date a couple of weeks ago. The date I thought went wonderfully, just fan effing tastic. However, apparently, I got the three worst words you could have in the world of dating.
Which are?
It's not "I love you," by the way.
It's, of course not.
It's "Let's be friends."
You got the "Let's be friends"?
Yes, I got the "Let's be friends."
Oh, well, at least they let you down early.
Yeah, I know. You know what I wish they would have done, honestly?
What?
You know the Real Big Fish song?
Yeah, great song.
The name of the song is "Don't Let Me Down Gently."
Right, great
That's
song.
What I wish would have happened. Like, I just wish she would have been a bitch. Like, I wish she would have just kicked me right in the dick from the beginning.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Do you really think the whole "let's be friends" thing actually works with anyone?
No, but I think I'm going to end up being Ducky for the rest of my life. I think I'm going to be John Cryer.
Oh, man. I feel bad for you.
No, and not the cool Ducky from NCIS. No, Ducky for fucking Pretty in Pink.
But you never know, though. You might get a great television series like Two and a Half Men.
By the way, I've watched him, and the last season is the upcoming season, by the way. Just wanted to throw that out there. And thank God. But John Cryer's character is getting married.
Really?
That's the end of it, hopefully. So, and it's to the woman that was on According to Jim, the friend.
Okay.
There's a show that no one watched, by the way. Okay. Yeah, According to Jim. So my dating life. So I get the "Let's Be Friends." So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out and try to meet others. And I decided to go, maybe I should jump in the world of online dating. Go ahead. Read me. Started online dating, so you can go ahead and read me. Read me all you want.
Started online dating. Why? Okay, look. Well, online dating has its perks, I guess, but...
Yeah, you could meet someone that you think is awesome. You could get married 2 weeks later at a concert. That's a bunch of just people going nuts. And about 4 months later, you could be divorced because of liquor.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't we know somebody who went through that?
Liquor? I hardly know her.
Okay, so you started online dating. So have you had any luck with this yet, or what?
I met one girl. I've started talking to one girl. And okay, so let me just explain how this went. So we've been talking for a few days. She's kind of... I like the pinup style. You know this.
Oh, yeah. Anything Betty Page.
Yeah, I love the old school look. I love tattoos, and I probably should stay. This is when I realized maybe I should stay away from this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talk a little bit. She sends me her phone number. Now, I just moved, and did you know, Chris, did you know? And tell me, I wish someone would have told me this.
What's that?
Did you know moving costs money?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
So wow. So, yeah, that would be, yeah, that's rough.
So,
dude.
Moving 6 hours costed money. Apparently, I did not know that was supposed to work that way. I think I might have fucked up. So I've had to make decisions in my life where it's either keeping my cell phone on or buying food. Now, I understand I do like texting and talking and, you know, sending dirty random dirty pictures of cats to people.
True.
But
I got many of them.
Yeah, I know. With always the caption, "Do you want to shave my pussy?"
So let me make sure, let me get this straight. You decided not to get the phone, but you went for the food, is that correct?
I went with food because A, I'm fat, and B, I'm fat.
Right.
Plus, it was either living on ramen noodles or Marie Callender's pot pies. And I chose the pot pies and Pepsi. Marie Callender's and Pepsi, if you're listening, sponsor the show.
Listen, that will fill you up.
Yes, it will.
That'll fill you up and make you feel better. Yeah.
Okay, so, by the way, the chicken parmesan pot pie from Marie Callender's is fan-fucking-tastic. Okay.
Well, when I can eat again, I'll give it a try.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're eating Gerber.
yeah.
And drinking from a sippy cup.
I am drinking from a sippy cup. I'm very proud of my sippy cup.
It says Mr. Tippy.
Yes, it does.
And for anyone, I want someone to please send it and tell me you got that reference. Okay. So she sends this message going, okay, here's my phone number, text me. And I said, well, I can't. I'm kind of using Skype and an app right now to text, but here's my home phone number, here's why. And so she sends back a response going, that's what married people do when they cheat. You must be married. Oh my God, no. You're cheating on your wife. So then I get 10 messages from her later after I'm like, no, I'm broke. I'm a college student. I run a website. I make podcasts. Come on.
Oh God. What?
It's not like, yeah, it's not like I'm Scrooge McDuck rolling in money. So...
Well, now wait a minute. It doesn't matter if you're Scrooge McDuck and you're rolling in money. What matters is that you're not married.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, no.
Let's be honest with it. You're not married. That's so.
Are you saying that I do have money and I do roll around in it like I'm Scrooge McDuck?
You do that, but I'm talking about being married. I mean, believe me, if you were wealthy, this chick just made a real mistake.
Oh, if I was wealthy. I would be doing a lot of different things.
Oh, I know.
But okay, so she sends this message going, I'm cheating on my wife. And then proceeds in like the 10 messages following, tells me that she is going to prove to my wife that I'm cheating. So I sent her my Facebook. I even sent her my Facebook profile going, look, I'm not married. I was at one point. I'm not anymore. You know, I sold that marriage certificate on eBay. So it's not like it's there. So she has not responded to me. So I feel like that one's a lost cause. So last night, to make a long story short, last night I get on a website that is for people who enjoy the same thing as Christian Grey.
Right.
And... Yeah. So, So we do the
one question.
Yes.
Who's Christian Grey?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. You don't know who Christian Grey is?
I don't read the books. No.
You need to get out more.
I liked it when they called it the secretary.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Okay. So after this happens, I'm on a site that's for people who enjoy the same thing as Christian Grey.
Right.
And we discuss, and I put up a status going, I'm kind of down, and this girl sends me this email of these silly one-liners, and she's like, at the end of this email, you know, send me more one-liners and bad pickup lines if you got them. Because everyone loves bad pickup lines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love them. I use them all the time. Never gets me anywhere, though.
So I tell her what happened, and then I send this message going, hey... Do you have any raisins? So, at the end of this message, it's just this random sentence, hey, do you have any raisins? And she responds back, you know, I apologize for all women, we're all bitches. In the words of Eminem, bitches, they come, they go, Saturday through Sunday, Monday, yo.
Yo, right.
You gotta add the yo to it, or it's not an actual Eminem quote. Yeah.
Right.
So, she sends this message to me, and all of a sudden, she replies back to me going, no, I don't have any raisins, why do you ask? My next response is, how about a date?
There you are. There you are.
Yeah, did everyone get that? Yeah.
So what happens?
She actually said, the next message I get's just, yes, I will.
Wow.
So I now have a date randomly. So, yeah.
Well, now wait. It could mean anything, though. It could mean, yes, I will go on a date with you, or yes, I will go to the store pick some up.
She actually, we agreed to a date. And, really? Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be, but I now have a date. So
are you going to, like, half it and eat both of you eat one part? Or I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, wonder if she meant date as in the fruit and you meant date as in going out.
No, we actually are planning a dinner date with food that's not that's a great date. Yeah. So I'll keep everyone updated on how that goes. We will be right back. We're going to discuss commercials. And yeah. Wait, we're going to discuss commercials, yes. You two, Nicolas Cage, and funerals. It sounds like an episode of NCIS. We'll be right back after these words from us. We'll be right back. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. And for just $15, yes, just $15, you too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. What if I told you every smile that I fake, I feel my face is gonna break? What do Iggy Azalea, Miley Cyrus, and Britney Spears all have in common? Besides being the sexual fantasy of 40-year-old men everywhere, their videos have been made fun of on the Buzzkill Magazine's newest show, Video Killed the Internet Star, each and every Friday night on the BuzzkillMagazine.com. And we're back with the most random show on the net. So we just got done talking about my love life, so I figure this time let's talk about something that's in the same classification. Dead people. All right, so...
Dead people.
Dead people. Things that are on the same plane.
Wow, your love life really does need work.
Yes, it also is... it says a lot, because I feel like there's a tombstone of my love life somewhere in a graveyard. okay, so in Saginaw, Michigan... And I do believe this is where things go to die. Just ask Ford, just ask Chevy, just ask Dodge, and just ask the Pistons. This is where things go to die is Michigan. So in Saginaw, Michigan, a funeral home or parlor, depending on your creep factor, is offering the very first ever drive-through wake. This is where a person in their car can come up, drive over a sensor, curtains part, and you can view your deceased loved one.
That's creepy.
No shit!
That's really fucking creepy. Who thought of that?
The guy who runs this funeral parlor in Saginaw, Michigan. For the sake of the argument, his name will be Paul Bearer.
Does he not want people to come in?
No, he thinks because people live these busy, everyday lives. The people's lives are so busy, they cannot take the time to get out of their car and walk into a funeral parlor. Look, all right, if we have the fucking time to sit down and watch the damn reality shows that are on television, we have enough time to go visit a loved one at a fucking wake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I mean, how horrible is that?
Like, how...
How do you go in there and say, this is what I want? Can you tell me the packages for your funerals? You know? I mean, the guy should... Yeah, look, we got a lovely brochure. This is what it is. And we can even display the body on the outside.
It's not on the outside. It's in the glass window.
It's in the glass. But what I'm saying is that anyone can drive by and say hello.
Okay, you want me to tell you what it reminds me of? You know when you pull up to the bank window?
Right.
That's what it reminds me of. It looks like the bank window.
A bank teller's window.
Yeah, that's like a bank teller's window, the big long ones, and then all of a sudden this curtain will open and you can see a dead body. Now, I know how I am with certain things, and I remember in the day that we would go see drive-in movies, and we would take, instead of buying food at the drive-in, we would buy like KFC or Wendy's or something like that. Now, I've just got this idea and this mental picture of this family of four, and... driving around in a Suburban, because I feel like that's what family of four drive in now. I don't know these days.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have a family, so I don't know what to do. I don't know what that's like. So, so I feel like that's what they're going to be driving around in. And now think about it. There's two kids in the back eating a Wendy's burger.
Right.
Mom and dad are in the front stuffing their face with a Baconator. They're not even dressed up. They're wearing fucking house shoes that are made of Ninja Turtles. The dad's wearing Homer Simpson house shoes. The mom's wearing her fucking pink Snuggie. And all of
Redneck
a sudden... and all of a sudden, you know, they're going, well, let's go to the wake. And they're going to drive through this drive. They're coming up to the drive-thru with food in their mouth. and going, hey, let's a great person.
God,
like, that is so
terrible.
And it's true. This is actually happening in
That's
Saginaw,
horrible.
Michigan. Yeah. Now, I hate going to wakes. I absolutely hate visitations. I hate them with a passion. It's the worst part of a funeral for me. Like that.
Yeah, I agree.
There's
visitations.
Go ahead.
Visitations are a grisly thing, you know? I mean, it really is. There you have a dead person in a coffin, and you're looking at him.
Okay, here's how I look at visitations. How many random strangers will hug you in an hour and a half? Look, I know you're going to get hugged at a funeral. I know
this. It's going to happen, yeah.
But there's going to be more people show up for a fucking visitation than there will be a funeral. You're going to get hug after hug after hug, Smithfield ham after Smithfield ham after Smithfield ham, after Jell-O mold after Jell-O mold after Jell-O mold. And I feel that just takes it all right there.
Right.
And just puts, like, you're missing out on an experience by not having an actual visitation that's not through a drive-through window. You're missing out on ham! When people die, it screams ham!
God. Hey, well, you're missing out on free food.
Let me tell you something. That is a slogan for the that is a slogan for the ham business. Has your loved one passed away?
Oh,
grieve with ham! Ham is great for all occasions. Christmas, Easter, death. Dun, dun, dun. Like, all of a sudden, the poster child for funerals is going to be Paula Deen on a Smithfield ham. Just bam.
Terrible. Oh, my God.
So, it would rejuvenate Paula Deen's career from the dead.
So, yes! Okay, so do we need... So, in addition to the drive-by window for the dead... Do we need a drive-by hug window?
Yes, and a drive-by food window.
A drive-by hug and drive-by food window.
Yes, so that way you can experience the visitation buffet. Oh, absolutely. My God, that's a restaurant idea, print money now.
The visitation buffet.
I got it. All right, I got it. So all you have this buffet. You open up a buffet, and instead of lining it with tables and booths and stuff, it's just caskets.
God, that's awesome.
And
I can do that.
Yeah, and all it is food that you would get at a wake. So there would be a ton of ham, a ton of potato salad, and Jell-O.
All the waitresses and waiters would be in black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Absolutely.
With that creepy music playing in the background.
And you get free hugs as you exit.
It's the most morbid restaurant ever, with a drive-thru service.
Absolutely. You know how many gothic people would eat there?
Do you know how many regular people would eat there? Do you know what the best... by the way, you know where that place would probably thrive really well?
Where?
Bon Ton, Louisiana.
Why you say that?
True Blood. All right, so...
You're all right.
It would not work in the Twilight world, though. Okay, so...
Nope.
Speaking of things that should have never been resurrected. By the way, really quick, before we go any further, does this even make sense? Does having the drive-through wake make sense? I mean, I get the idea, but does it make sense to you?
No, I think you're right. I think you miss out on an experience that everyone needs. I think you need to have more than a curtain to say goodbye to the ones you love.
Well, mostly it's the visitation is more or less telling the family we're sorry for your loss. That's how I feel.
Right, and I think it's very impersonal if you just drive up to a window and it opens up and you take a couple of pictures and say, I'm sorry, and drive off.
Oh my God! Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a selfie with a dead guy. Click.
That's where it's gonna be, yeah.
By the way, in our next segment, which is getting to know your new co-host, we also have a rejected sponsorship today. Yeah, you don't know about it, and you'll have to listen to the show to find out. Okay, so...
Cool.
It drives me nuts, and the idea of a drive-through wake reminds me of the same reason why I don't understand why there's a drive-through liquor store.
Well, I can see why there's a drive-through liquor store, but yes, I can obviously why it doesn't
okay.
make much sense.
Why do you? How can you see that there? How can you believe that there's a drive-through liquor store?
It's just it's easy on our drunken when we want to go on our drunken way to get alcohol. It's just the easiest way to do it.
So it's tempting you because it's just sitting there in your back seat looking at you. Now, granted, I know you said you have to go into the store, but now this gives you the opportunity to drink and drive.
Exactly, and that's the worst part of it.
If I'm a cop,
yeah,
I am sitting outside a fucking liquor store that has a drive-through window, and I am going to meet my quota for the fucking month, okay? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I am pulling over drunk bastards.
Well, okay. Are you saying that the drive-through window in a liquor store is enabling the alcohol?
Yes. Yes. Ah. You know how happy an alcoholic was to find out, like, especially the driving ones, how happy an alcoholic was to see a drive-through window. God, I'm starting to talk like Dusty Rhodes. Oh, my God. If you will. Okay, so back to see the drive-through window at a liquor store, about as happy as them getting a job as a bartender.
That's very true.
So, speaking of things that make no sense, let's talk about commercials, man. You brought this up to me.
Yeah.
What is your problem with ads?
Oh, the problem with ad campaign. Well, I really have a few ad campaigns that I have a problem with, but I think the one that really just gets my goat, the one that really fires me up.
Hey, hold on. We cannot use that phrase because we may get sued. I'm not joking. Keep going.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. I know. I mean, you know, I know that it says a lot, but there's a possibility that we could get sued for you saying the word ad. And that's what gets my fucking goat. Go ahead.
I would have to say the ad campaign for the sports Have you seen these? It's the guy that comes crashing into the ground.
The awesome, and I use awesome loosely. DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket ads. For those of you wondering what they are,
that's it. That's the one I can't remember. And he crashes into the ground, and he's got a Philly steak and cheese sandwich, and he's talking about why he's such a super fan. And I'm just looking at that, going, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Think of it this way:
really take this seriously?
Think of it this way. The NFL tried to make a fat Thor.
And they did a great job, but it didn't
work. It's a terrible ad.
It's a terrible ad.
There's the one from Dallas that he's watching it on his tablet while they're outside playing the game. Like, he's playing and watching the game on his tablet.
Yeah, it's horrible. That one, and also the guy who's meeting his wife at a restaurant, and he ends up jumping and lands in the street to stop, but instead tears the street, tears the street up, and you know, was talking about how he's watching it on his telephone. I'm just sitting here going, why?
Those Duke boys are sure going to lose in their fantasy football league this week.
Exactly. I'm watching that and I'm thinking to myself, does anyone take this seriously? It's a ridiculous ad campaign.
And there's another part of this that I absolutely loathe as well. Is the one with the lady that's coming down. It's just like the Philly cheesesteak ad, but it's with a palm tree, and she's living in Boston, and there's snow everywhere. So I moved to Boston, but now I can, with NFL Sunday Ticket, I can see all my games. So it's like living in Miami, and she sets up the palm tree in her front yard.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I get the idea, and you can see every game. You can see your team.
Right.
Just advertise the fact that it's football. And right. Speaking of which, I'm still going on my statement. I'll say it again. The NFL will not be the number one league in America within the next 10 years.
See, I just can't believe you're saying that.
And I'll tell you even more so, this whole thing with Ray Rice is doing it too. So, not only did Ray Rice beat his wife, he also beat the league. Okay, so...
Oh, ow.
Yeah!
Ouch.
It's going to be a sad, sad day, and everyone's going to blame Ray Rice when MLS is the number one league in America. And I am not joking on that. I got another one.
Okay.
No pure filter, no stars.
That is annoying. That's probably one of the more annoying ones I've ever seen.
I don't get it. That's one of the few ad campaigns I don't get.
I think they're just trying to be funny, but they're sucking it up. Screwing it up.
Did they go to the comedy school of Carrot Top?
I'm guessing so, because that is a prop.
Oh man, that was bad. That ad is bad. It's just the guy screaming at you, looking like a poor man's Phil Hartman, and it's kind of like I don't even know. It's like a cross between Al Franken and Phil Hartman had an illegitimate love baby, and this is the fucker that comes along, and it's like. no felt on no stars. And I'm just like, really? If I had the opportunity, I'm going to punch you right in your water maker.
That's funny.
Plus the filters. Oh. I hate putting water filters on my thing anyway, so you're not going to make me buy one with this fucking ad campaign.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I lived in a
town where water filters just did not matter. It was like it's like points on whose line is it anyway. I mean, it was terrible. Like, you could go drink water there and flush your system out. Just whoosh. It's the best colon cleanse in America. But
I have to remember that.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about going and selling the water now. So if you ever want to clear your colon of things you don't know what's in it, El Dorado Springs, Missouri, the city park and the spring. Okay, so
that's great, man. That's great.
I got one ad too, besides the pure filter.
All right, what do you got?
Have you seen the? Okay, so in between Vatterott College,
okay, oh god,
and the ambulance chaser ads of a morning.
Love the ambulance chaser ads.
During my episode of the Steve Wilkos Show. I see these ads all the time for, has your son taken Risperdal? Has your son taken Risperdal? He could be entitled to a settlement. His settlement, if your son has grown female breast, your son is entitled to a settlement. Call this number now. Now, I'm going to say
that's
this.
That's wrong. Okay, that can't be right.
No, it is. apparently this drug will make boys grow boobs. And I'm thinking, if I'm if I'm going through the change and I've taken the, it's for ADD too, I think. And it's like, if I'm going through the change and all this is happening, and I got an opportunity to grow breast through puberty, I'm taking full advantage of this, because look, that gives you something else other than your penis to play with, and I'm great with that.
Well, okay, look, but look at adolescents. Look at these kids. They go to school and they have breasts. I mean, don't you think they're going to catch it from both sides?
Depends.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's just.
Hey, wrong. Martha. I was wondering if I could borrow your sports bra.
Oh God.
I mean, couldn't you see a father-son shopping trip? Son, today we're going to have to get you your first bra. I don't know how I'm putting up with this. Yeah, I know, and it's so funny too.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to catch that one. That's bad. That's bad.
You know what's great about it, though?
What?
I wonder if the milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
God, you had to go there, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, God. Okay, so we're talking about bad ad campaigns. Well, give me a good one. What do you think would be a good ad campaign? What do you think is one of the better ad campaigns?
Geico.
Okay, Geico.
Oh, and e-shirts with the old lady playing Candy Crush. On the table?
That's great.
I almost fell out of my chair laughing so hard when she hits the bowl. Like, when the piece of candy breaks and it hits the bowl, and she's like, ooh, level two!
The first time I ever saw that particular commercial, I thought it was one of the greatest commercial ad campaigns I'd ever seen.
The other one, it's like, I went on vacation, I posted all these pictures to my wall, and she just has a bunch of photos on a wall.
Right.
Yeah, and she looks at her friend and goes, her friend's like, this isn't how this works. I unfriend you. This is not how it works.
I remember that commercial. That was great.
That's one of my... The insurance companies have it down. If you want a good commercial, it's the insurance companies.
I agree.
All right. So speaking of advertising and buying a lot of things and making things just show up randomly... So Apple tried to pull a Billy Mays.
Really?
Yeah, $100 million. Okay, I know you just got an you have your iPod. I don't know if this either showed up in your iPod or your iPhone. But let me ask you a question. Did you randomly have a YouTube or U2 album show up?
As a matter of fact, I did. I still don't know where it came from because I know I didn't download it.
Okay, so to let you know, Apple bought the rights to the new U2 album.
Why?
Because apparently they want to rape the corpse of Steve Jobs.
God, poor Steve.
I know. So they bought it for $100 million, and they released it to all of the members of iTunes.
Again, why?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I mean, I really do. So now people are bitching about having this YouTube album just randomly show up. Now, Apple has found a way where, and you can't delete the fucker unless you download an app.
You have to, wait, let me get this straight. You have to download an app just to get rid of the damn thing?
Yes. So Bono has pretty much fucked up your iPhone. Just like he does politics, he pretty much just fucked up the iPhone. Now, go ahead.
You know what this means, right? They created an app to get rid of the album.
That they put on there themselves.
Right. Do you know? Do you understand what this means? This means it's going to happen again.
I hope to God it's not with you two.
Me too.
I mean, oh my God. You know what's funny about this? Somehow Apple has made you two out Nickelback.
I'm glad, because Nickelback's not in the spotlight. Oh, hey, look what the YouTube did.
Yeah, it's like Chad Kroeger sitting over on the side going, well, I'm glad I'm not fucking Bono right now. Like, I know it's Bono, but I could just see Chad Kroeger mispronouncing it. I'm glad I'm not Bono right now.
Yeah.
Time to release another album that sounds the same, kids.
So, okay, so let me ask you a question. Have you listened to the new U2 album?
It's awful.
Okay, well, I haven't, and I'll probably give it a listen to now that I think about it, just to see how bad it really is.
Seriously, you know what I wish they would have done? Put any other artist on there besides that one.
Okay, I agree. What artist would you have chosen?
Adore Delano from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Very cool.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'm just gonna... Or the new Taylor Swift album, 1989, because damn it, I love me some T-Swizzle.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh my God. Could you? Yeah. Okay, first of all, I don't think anyone would bitch about a Weird Al album showing up on their iTunes.
I know I wouldn't.
I would be excited if that happened.
That would be awesome.
All right, so it's now time. It is now that moment in the show. Last week, we talked about something. This week, we are going to delve into it a little bit more. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to talk about the Help Nicolas Cage Stop Making Movies Kickstarter campaign.
Wait, we're actually going to do that?
Back in the box.
Yes, we are, and we just put the bunny back in the box. Okay, so we got a lot of emails last week, and I think we might extend this to help Bono stop making music. But
not a bad idea.
Put the
bunny
back in the box.
So last week, we made this joke about, you know, we need to help Nicolas Cage stop making movies. And we got a bunch of emails about it, and the general consensus is that we should actually... do the Kickstarter campaign. So October 1st, yes, we're launching the Kickstarter campaign. It may not be on Kickstarter, depending if they'll let us. But we're launching a campaign for Nicolas Cage to stop making movies. If Nicolas Cage does not accept our money that we get through donations and stuff, we're going to donate it all to breast cancer research for October.
That would be awesome.
So that's what's going on there. So Nicolas Cage, please, please don't accept the money.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad to see that.
Actually, I take that back. Nicolas Cage, please accept the money.
Well, you know, I look at it from this point of view. Wouldn't it be great if you got a call from Nicolas Cage, so to speak, to tell you, hey, that sounds like a great idea. Thank you.
I'm tired of making movies.
Oh, God.
Like, I want to just live in paradise. Let's do this. Thank you guys at the Buzzkill Magazine.
And you know how many more celebrities will come to us if that actually works.
Oh my God. who's next? You know who will be the next Kickstarter campaign we do?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh God. Poor Keanu Reeves.
Poor Keanu Reeves.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up segment number two. Stick around for our nerd debate. We have also a lovely new segment called Helen Keller Makes a Phone Call. And more still yet to come on this edition of the Buzzkill Live. We will be right back with Get to Know Your New Co-Host.
It's time for Fuck My Life.
Daddy offered me marijuana. That's not a real drug. Fuck my life.
Mommy left a comment on my Facebook wall. She told me my pants were too tight and it would cut off circulation to my ding-a-ling. Fuck my life. My girlfriend wants to have sex with me. Fuck my life.
And don't forget, you too can join the show. Send us an email at tpklive@thebuzzkillmagazine.com. Follow us on Twitter at Craving Humor, at The Buzzkill Mag, or at Emerson Braddock. Or become a fan of us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBuzzkillMagazine. Become a fan today and join the revolution. And we are back with the most random show now on Thursdays. All right, so last week we did a segment called Where's Timmy's Penis during game time, and Ellie Black joined us. She also joined us for the Nerd Debates. You guys are some of the most amazing fans out there, all 13 and one quarter of you. We got emails just out the wazoo. Is that not a fun word, by the way?
Wazoo.
We got emails out the wazoo asking questions so you guys would get to know her better. So I thought, well, let's have a segment called Get to Know Your New Co-Host. And because creativity is just something we lack on this show. So joining us today for Get to Know Your Co-Host is the one and only Ellie Black.
Hello.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
You should be. All right, so listeners have sent tons of emails. We have a bunch of questions for you.
Okay.
And I hope you're willing to answer them as truthful as possible.
Heck yes.
So are you ready?
Not remotely.
Would you like to take a sip of water?
Sip of water. No, I'm good. Water. All right.
Well, it doesn't water. Matter anyway. We're going to play the song and you're getting ready to start answering questions. So,
oh gosh, this was fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to get to know your new co-hosts, Eight with Ellie Black. All right, so anybody wants to dance the music, they can. It's not like we're going to be watching you anyway. All right, so question number one. Ellie Black, are you single?
Yes.
So do you care if I give that email out there to all those single bachelors who would love to get to know you better?
Yes.
Her email is ellieblack@tvkmagazine.com. Did you want me to do that?
Oh, did I want you to do what?
Give out your email. Is that okay with you? Are you good with that? Oh, okay, good. Good, because you're going to get a bunch of random emails from our 14 and a one quarter fans. All right, so question number two. What is your biggest nerd thing?
My biggest nerd thing? Yeah. Well, I like to read a lot. I'm very into fantasy novels, which is slightly nerdy, but awesome. I like to play video games, and I watch a lot of TV. I don't know that that makes me nerdy, but
it does, depending on the show.
Well, Big Bang Theory, yay.
That's everyone's answer when they say nerd show. Next question. Would you get it on with a hobbit?
No.
You would not go to the Shire for love.
I would not, because, okay, I have a feet thing, and hairy feet just weird me out.
That just eliminated half of our listeners.
like one time I dated this guy, and, like, I couldn't ever get past the fact that he had hobbit feet. Like, I even called it that.
You
I said,
even
my mom's like, oh, what's wrong
that?
With him? And I'm like, he has hobbit feet. So, therefore, I mean, honestly, no hobbits for me.
No hobbit for you.
No hobbit.
All right, so the next question.
Okay.
If you could take 5 books to any deserted island, what are your 5 books?
Okay, let's go with The Name of the Wind, A Wise Man's Fear.
Okay.
Dandelion Wine.
Okay.
The Lorax.
One of these things is not like the other.
And, one more book. Oh, gosh, this is hard. Why can't I think of any more books? This is ridiculous.
Books
I'm
are
a
not
book
hard
fanatic.
To think. Yeah, I figure you should know this.
Books are my life. It's just there's so many to choose from. Let's go with, like, Grimm fairy tales.
That's a nice choice, actually. I give you that one. Your next question.
Okay.
This one's going to be a little bit tougher, I feel, for you.
Oh, dear.
Yes. if you had to be locked in a room with anybody that you hated from a television show for 24 hours, who would it be?
Okay, it would be the... Oh, gosh, now I can't even think.
We've put her on the spot, folks.
You have. I don't know. I'm brilliant, but I just feel like I'm having a test, and I was never good at tests, so let's see. I'm also not very good at talking about myself, so that also. TV show people I hate. Actually, I'm going to go with someone who shares a name, well, almost shares a name with me. Her name is Elle, and she's from Criminal Minds, and I hated her.
Is she the brunette?
She is not in the newer episode. She had like the curly hair. She was like one of the older cast.
Yeah,
I hated her. Cannot handle her.
All right. So here's and I feel like we could do a couple of more questions, and we'll let you get back to whatever you do on a random Thursday night.
Nothing.
Just like every other night, right?
Nothing at all.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is... oh, shit. I just lost all my questions. My computer has frozen. We have...
I put you on the small...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the questions are back. Good.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I hate Klondike bars, actually, so nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
They taste like syrup. They taste like syrup, and I don't like syrup, so...
The syrup.
Yes.
You don't like syrup.
Don't make fun of me. My mom makes fun of the way I say that word, too. What am I supposed to say? Syrup?
I feel like you're just like one state away from being from Wisconsin now.
I feel like everyone says syrup.
Syrup.
That's how you spell it. S-Y-R-U-P.
It's not
S-U-R-U-P.
No, it's not how you say it. It's more or less like there's like this accent that comes with it. It's like...
You know.
Yeah, I love it. It's syrup.
Now there's a new game. Guess what state Ellie's from.
All right. For anybody out there listening, it is not the state of your mind. All right. So if you had 24 hours and you found out you're going to die, you have 24 hours, what's the first thing you do? Let's get serious.
That is like, oh my gosh. That's like one of, I would hug my father and mother.
Aww. And she goes with the sweet answer.
I know, I'm straight like that.
Yeah. All right, so if you had a bunch of money, would you ever blow it on just stupid shit?
No.
That's the exact words of the question, too.
No, it was well worded.
Yeah, I know, right?
I liked it. Anyway, no, I would not.
All right, well, I guess that pretty much...
I mean, some stupid shit. I mean, there's got to be some stupid shit, but...
Like,
I don't know, a freaking car, a bouncy house of my own. I don't know.
A bouncy house of your own.
Right? Everyone needs their own bouncy house, but like giant sized.
Right now on Craigslist, and I don't know where it's at, you can actually find a bouncy house. They actually have one for
sale. Is it a giant one?
No. It's in the Jonesboro yard sale on Facebook. So there's a bouncy house on there. $2,500, your own bouncy house.
Man. Too bad I don't have $2,500.
Yeah, how badass would it be?
Too bad I don't have $25.
I know the feeling. What do you miss most about being a kid? And this will be your last one.
Playing games.
But like, you can do that as an adult. It's called
LARPing.
Okay,
you're right. Okay, that's true. I miss living with all of my siblings.
And ladies, that's a lot, by the way. You probably should tell people how many siblings you have, just so they can...
I have 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the family from 8 is Enough. Okay, so if you are out there listening, if you have more questions you want to send in Ellie Black, we'll play this, we'll do this again.
Ooh, yay, this is my favorite game.
Yeah.
All about me.
Get to know Ellie Black. The next time we do this, we're going to let the people who have missed out on the first few episodes get to know Chris Knight better, and he doesn't know that either.
Ooh. So, I make up questions for him?
You can send them in.
I'll send them in.
TBK Live at thebuzzkillmagazine.com. All right, guys.
No questions.
By the way, I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
For getting me hooked on Kim of Queens last night.
Oh, it's so good, though.
It made me feel so bad. One of the lines in this show, not the one you texted me, which was really funny. I'm so mad at that Angie I could slap my own face. But it's the line that goes, the bigger the butt cheeks, the sweeter the meat.
I feel that that's correct, though, right?
I feel like that
Who
is
doesn't
worth...
doesn't believe that?
I'm going to get that tattooed on my back. It's going to be a tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp?
Yes.
I'm also going to get that as a tramp stamp. We could have matching tramp stamps. And say
Anybody want to go with us to get tramp stamps of the phrase, the bigger the butt cheeks, the sweeter the meat? And that wraps up Get to Know Ellie Black. So, do you feel better now having, like, the easiest questions in the world?
Those weren't easy. I don't know who you're talking to.
Ellie will be with us next week in a bigger capacity.
Ooh.
Yes.
Exciting.
As she will be part of the nerd debate next week and part of the whole, and she's going to be doing a full segment with us. So
nervous.
You should be. And we may even put her in what we learned. So we will see Ellie Black next week. Now stay tuned, because coming up next, if five of the greatest icons in nerd history played poker, who would win? We debate next here on the Buzzkill Live.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
I am your father.
The Bears. The Bears.
Sheila!
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, what is going on here?
It's the nerd debate. And now it's time for a debate between two guys who had to pay for their first time seeing a pair of tatas. It's now time for the nerd debate. So how true is that statement?
Very true. I had to pay $25 to see my first pair.
So was it at a strip club?
Nope, it was at a wax museum.
Yeah, that joke was bad. I give you credit for trying. I give you like a C-. However, it is better than the jokes you made at the pizza place that one day. All right, so you're not going to say anything? God. Nothing?
No, I was look, the day at the pizza place was epic. Those jokes were funny and nobody got them, so I'm not worried about it.
You made Carrot Top look good on that day. And silence. Okay. All right, so today's nerd debate topic is going to be one topic that is going to be hard-hitting, and no one knows what's going to happen. All right, so we are going to take the nerdiest, we are going to make the nerdiest poker game ever possible. Your all-time poker dealer, Neil Patrick Harris. The five characters sitting at the poker table playing No Limit Texas Hold'em are, in the first chair, Captain James T. Kirk. In chair number two, Han Solo. In chair number three, the Doctor. In chair number four, Malcolm Reynolds. And in chair number five, Batman. All right.
God.
So.
Well, my first question is, why is it Batman? I mean, we've got four captains. Four captains. And the Doctor is considered a captain, considering that he has his own starship. So.
Technically not a ship. It's a TARDIS.
It's a TARDIS, but it's a ship, let's be honest.
Not a ship, it's a TARDIS.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, so, you know what, three captains, two non-captains. By the way, this is the biggest anti-gun control bait in the history of the universe. Because you have three people that will shoot anything that moves, and two people that have no philosophy at all in guns. Alright.
That's very true.
Alright, so here it is. Who is the first to get eliminated in this poker game of minds? Go.
I would have to say the first one would be Malcolm Reynolds.
All right. What is your reasoning for Malcolm Reynolds?
He's not a gambler. He's never been a gambler.
His marriage says otherwise.
Hey, well, he's a gunfighter, and he is someone who does care about his crew, but he is not a gambler. I don't think I've ever seen him play cards. He's just not a gambler.
He is not a fan of the Kenny Rogers song, then. You gotta know when to hold him.
Know when
to hold him. So my personal opinion here is I do agree with you on this. However, I think if we would have went with the original lineup we had for this, I would have disagreed. But I do think Malcolm Reynolds is the first to go because of his anger.
Exactly.
I think he's gone within a few hands. So we agree here.
But I do agree with you on that.
I know that eventually we're going to get into a tussle.
Oh, all right. That's coming.
Who's the next to go? Who ends up in fourth place?
Wow. That one's kind of hard. Let's see.
You have a lot of decision makers here.
Huh?
You have a lot of people who can make decisions.
I know. I would have to say... I'm going to say Han Solo.
Why Han Solo? Out of everybody in this lineup, Han Solo is in your fourth place position? You have such a hard-on for James T. Kirk, it's not even funny.
Well, I think that Han Solo is the kind of guy who would last three or four rounds and then just peter out. I mean, he's lucky. He's always been lucky. But I think he's luckier at flying spacecraft than he is at gambling.
He won the Millennium Falcon from Lando Calrissian.
And that was luck.
He is going to be a badass at this poker game. Fourth place, by the way, is Batman.
Uh-huh. Okay, why Batman?
I don't think Batman... Okay, I know Batman is really smart. Batman's right. A good fighter. But I think eventually you have some of the best... You have two of the best liars in the world still at the table.
Got a point.
In the Doctor and Han Solo. Batman is a very trusting individual, if you not remember this. He falls for Miss Kitka 90 episodes. So, I mean... He always falls for the damsel in distress who ends up being fucking Catwoman. So he trusts everybody. Just saying. So he is fucked. I think Batman goes out number two. I think Batman's second. You have Han Solo going out second.
All right. Okay. All right.
Who's your number three? Who is in third place? You are now down. You have Kirk, Batman, and the Doctor.
I'm gonna go with the Doctor.
What the hell is wrong with you?
A lot.
How is it that the Doctor comes in third? Your boner for James D. Kirk is sick because I know who's winning your fucking poker game.
Oh, you do?
Go ahead. No. So why is the Doctor in third?
Doctor's in third because I believe Batman outwits him.
Okay, no. For one, the Doctor is so much smarter than Batman. Let that sink in, DC fans.
I think Batman outwits the Doctor. Absolutely.
Batman can't even outwit Miss Kitka.
Batman doesn't have to outwit Miss Kitka. He only has to outwit the Doctor, and he does it, and he does it well.
No, he does not. Batman cannot outwit the Doctor. That is like watching Stevie Wonder tried to outlook a robot. You know, it's like, you know that Stevie Wonder is going to give it his best try, but the robot's going to kick his ass. It's like going up against Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. You know you're going to win at least a few hundred bucks, but you know you're not going to win. Oh my God. My third place is Captain Kirk.
Okay.
It's the same theory as Batman. He's against two of the best liars in the entire world of nerddom.
Okay.
And there is no way in hell that Kirk can outwit Han Solo. And there's no way to me that he's going to outwit the Doctor. So I'm picking Kirk in third. So now let's go in the order that you have so far. Your fifth place is Malcolm Reynolds.
Okay.
Your fourth place is Han Solo.
Yep.
Your third place is the Doctor. Who is your second and your winner, and why?
My second one is Captain James T. Kirk.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What because the hell?
I believe that Bruce Wayne, I believe that Batman can outwit Captain James T. Kirk. Absolutely.
Batman is nowhere near the smartest character at that table.
Hands down, Batman does it.
Okay, so you're picking Batman because of wits.
Yep.
All right.
The man knows how to do it.
No.
Have you ever seen the man's poker face? I have. It's scary.
Have you ever heard the man's poker voice?
Yes, I have. And it's just as scary as
the poker
face. I got
two queens. I'm sorry. My reason, he's just so gullible. If anyone knows professional wrestling, he's the Sting of fucking DC. He believes in everybody.
Batman is not gullible.
How many times?
He's not gullible.
Has Batman fallen for the same trick over and over and over?
Once. And only once.
Oh, no. No. Catwoman always becomes a hot chick. He falls in love with someone else. He falls in love with her alter ego. And then ends up finding out she's an evil villain. Case another example. Hold on. Wait. Another example. Poison Ivy.
The only reason why he fell for Poison Ivy was because Poison Ivy dusted him with her pheromones, okay? That's the only reason why.
And he's gullible for falling for that shit.
No, he's not. Listen to me. Batman, okay, look, Batman's got more integrity than Captain Kirk, and I love James T. Kirk. I love Batman, but I will tell you right now.
Oh, Batman probably has the most integrity at the table, which is why I don't think he lasts long.
I think he would. I think he'd kick everyone's ass and be done with it.
Batman can't lie. Very well, except unless it's about his identity. Look, are we going? Wait, which Batman are we going with? Because I apparently have been going as Adam West as Batman.
Yeah, I'm doing the whole Christian Bale Batman. I'm telling you.
Oh, he's the first one gone if it's Christian Bale.
Why? Why would he be the first one gone if he was Christian Bale?
He wouldn't have to play. He doesn't even need the money.
Bruce Wayne doesn't need the money anyway. Bruce Wayne's a billionaire. The only reason why he's there is to round out the numbers.
Oh, the only reason he's there is because, well, he's a nerd icon. All right. So I've got it down to the Doctor and Han Solo.
Okay.
So my number 5 is Malcolm Reynolds. My number 4... I forgot who my fucking number 4 was. Was it Batman or James T. Kirk? Honestly, in this moment... Oh, it was Batman. Number 4 is Batman. Number 3 is Kirk. Number 2 is Han Solo.
Okay.
The reason I'm picking Han Solo at number 2, I do think his emotions will get the best of him.
Okay.
And Han Solo is very, what's the word, uneasy, unsturdy
yes,
type
he
of
is.
An emotional
very.
Guy. And I think he's a good gambler, hence why he has the Millennium Falcon. Yes, it's a piece of crap, but still, it is a ship.
Right.
So that's why I'm picking Han Solo number 2. And number 1's the Doctor, because he gets to do something that no one else could do.
And what's that?
He has a sonic screwdriver and it can read the cards.
So he's a cheater.
He's the Doctor! What do you expect?
So, now that we've done this, I can see the guns coming out of the holsters. Every one of them.
So the sonic screwdriver's out. Batman's got his anti-nerd repellent. Han Solo...
Nerd repellent.
Han Solo, Captain Kirk, and Malcolm Reynolds all have their guns pointed. But we all know one thing.
What's that?
If this actually happens, Han shoots first. All right!
Perfect.
And Neil Patrick Harris escapes alive. That's all that matters.
Well, that's because NPH is the man.
And the winner of this poker game is the people getting to watch it on ESPN8, The Ocho. All right, so... That wraps up this edition of the Nerd Debate. Guys, we want you to send your topics to us in the next coming weeks.
Yeah.
We want to see what you got. Send them to tbklive@thebuzzkillmagazine.com. We'll put the email up during the show.
Do that. That would be great.
We want to hear your Nerd Debate topics. And over the next few weeks, you're going to see different people coming in and joining this round table of hell. So it's going to become a round table of nerdom pretty much before it's over. We will be right back with what we learned today and a little bit more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And now Helen Keller calls a Pizza Hut. Thank you for calling your local Pizza Hut. Will that be carry out or delivery? You said delivery. What can we do for you today, ma'am? So that'll be one large supreme pizza, an order of buffalo wings and a side of ranch, and cinna sticks. Is there anything else I can get you today, ma'am? And a 20 ounce of Aquafina. Thank you for calling your local Pizza Hut. Your delivery will take 37 minutes. And that was Helen Keller calling a Pizza Hut. Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than
The Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor.
The sound of the Jackson 5 can only mean one of two things. It either means I'm going on another date, or it's time for what we learned today. No comment?
No comment, except for I was hoping that you'd be going on another date.
You know what? I am kind of tired of beating myself.
I bet you are.
All right. So, Chris Knight, what did you learn in today's episode?
I learned that Batman can clear a poker table.
Bullshit.
I learned that Han Solo still shot first. I learned that the idea of a drive-through funeral home is not really that great an idea. let's see. I learned that your dating skills still suck.
And you they got
friend zoned.
I did. I feel like I'm Yogi Bear and the ranger just took a picnic basket.
And I also learned that I'm still pretty awesome.
Epic and fail. All right. Damn. So what did I learn? I learned that Ellie Black is a very weird cat. I also learned that you have a very big boner for Captain Kirk. I don't. Yeah, you do. You put him in second place. You also have a boner for Batman. Let me guess. You would love to be in a threesome of Kirk and Batman.
Well, I wouldn't say no.
Oh, my God. Couldn't you hear the orgasms from that one?
Oh, God. Well, do you think Captain Kirk would overdo it on the orgasms?
Yes. I think he would sound like he sounds, and I think Batman would do the gruffly voice, and I just think all hell would break loose. Part of me would think it would sound like a Priceline ad. I also learned that having a drive-through wake is one of the worst ideas ever, but a drive-through, what is it? What did we come up with? A visitation buffet is the greatest thing to happen. I also learned that, oh my God, dating is awful. And that wraps up this edition of the Buzzkill Live. Every Thursday night now, kids. Every Thursday night, same time. Well, it might be different times. But every Thursday night, we will be on thebuzzkillmagazine.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can search for us. Search the term The Buzzkill Live. Or you can download us on a Android device if you click the link above. And above, it's the little light blue link on the website. So next week.
Okay, one question.
Yes.
Can I put it on my Zoom?
No. And let me tell you why you can't put it on your Zoom.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because they don't make the software anymore.
That's very true.
So that wraps up this edition for the Buzzkill Live. We hope Emerson Braddock gets tired of the Flintstones running over her in her kidneys. for Chris Knight.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo. Oh, we're sorry, Emerson. You know we have to poke fun at you when you're not here, but I think all hell will break loose when she does return.
send all hate mail to
yeah, send all hate mail to Torgo at Manos, the hands of fate. For Chris Knight. Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo, baby. We'll see you later.
I am Richard Pruitt. We will see you next week on Thursday night. Video Killed the Internet Star Monday night. We will see you next week. And we have to end this show just like we do every show ever. Torgo, take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.